Here we go. We're back again, and it's Brainwashing 19 with your friend, John Kennedy. And I have absolutely none of my notes with me. Isn't that great? No notes, no nothing, no problem. Because I went over here to James's place, and I left all my notes at home. Actually, I'd forwarded them over to James before. Wait, who's James? I forwarded them over to Sumerian before. And Sumerian went and deleted them, because like, I guess he's not into holding on to files that don't belong to him for some fucked up reason. And Linux kernel delay by Microsoft's army of evil monkeys who are using butt-or snipers from the look of this picture anyway. But anyway, so this is going to be kind of my informal, impromptu, impossible brainwashing number 19 here. Because if I don't record it, Smokehouse will hobble his crippled ass up here and kick me in the nuts. So that's pretty much how that's going to work. So I had to crank something out, god damn it, because you people just are so demanding on me. Oh my god, it's so demanding. So let's see what's been going on in the last couple of weeks in Cult. Well, we got Lieutenant Major Zombie and Cyber Samurai, no, Roto, went and installed PGP for ICQ, which I did a post for on the page, and that's very, very mighty. And if I can figure out how to use PGP for ICQ, then anybody can figure out how to use PGP for ICQ, because I'm actually not all that Decker Leet. I'm not Leet Hacksor, despite what a lot of people think. I'm, in fact, not Leet Hacksor, although I play one on TV, so it's going to be kind of cool. And I'm sitting here right now with Sumerian and Ronan Sariet, who's back from his long-since venture journey into the great wide open there. And we're just going to be going over a couple of things that I've been really pleased with the last little while in Cult. There's been a few things happening that have been really great. I will have to give props next episode for people who have actually gone and done this. But a fellow whose name escapes me right now, who I'm sure will probably get known once people start asking, but submitted the Cult page to over 300,000 search engines or something to that effect. It was like some sick amount. So there's been a lot of people doing independent stuff. I also found out that Ronan Sparky has been going way out of control at a couple of things. He's been like printing out the virus manifesto at his work in like booklet format, and then leaving them on buses and in doctor's offices, and he prints out these Cult discs that he makes, and he goes to Future Shop and Circuit City and all these kind of places and inserts them into the machines, and absolutely, you know, kind of this full-on psycho Hare Krishna bullshit, which is like, holy fuck, what are you doing? This is way out of control. And but, I mean, that's cool. I mean, you got to understand, though, I don't want people to do this. Like, this is not, like, the goal here. This is not the plan here that I want people to go out and do this kind of shit. I mean, it's cool that they do it and all, but don't feel like you've got to be more Cult than thou, you know? I'm a good Cult member because I do this. Well, I'm a good Cult member because I cut Sean's name into my flesh. You know, that's not what we're about here, okay? It's totally not the goal. It's all about, you know, you expressing yourself. It's not supposed to be about expressing, you know, me or devotion to me or any of that kind of shit. Which I'm finding this really amazing. Waco brought up a point, and I'm actually going to address Waco's point now rather than deal with it. And Waco had a good point, and he asked me, he said, you know, Sean, judging from the stuff that's in the virus manifesto and judging from a lot of what you're saying about independence, recognition of independence, not allowing yourself to be, you know, controlled by others, all that kind of shit, why don't we as Cult ally ourselves with the Church of Satan? Because the Church of Satan and Anton LaVey and those guys, they're right into that shit. If you ever read the Satanic Bible, they say, you know, oh yeah, we're all about, you know, embracement of ourselves, la 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 la. And you know, and now I'm talking about traditional Anton LaVey Satanism here. I'm not talking about Michael Aquino's Temple of Set stuff, where that guy's just a pedophile trying to, you know, mask it and stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about Werewolf Order or any of those guys. He was just talking about the Church of Satan. Now, why is that? Why do we not ally ourselves with organizations devoted to personal freedom? Okay. And the answer to that is, it's a little bit complex. I suppose the essence of it is that I did never wanted Cult to be any kind of an actual religious connotation. That is not something that I wanted. I didn't want this thing to turn into some, you know, I mean, the reason why I called it Cult was all tongue-in-cheek. The reason why that happened, I mean, I came up with the acronym Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists as a gag. You know, and to be totally honest, I expected, you know, maybe 35 people to join and that'd be the end of it. You know what I mean? And they'd be all like, woohoo, Rang Radio forever, you know, and all that kind of shit. And it turns out that, you know, a lot of people were angry and a lot of people were pissed off. A lot of young people did want to get together and ally and have a community. So I'm like, oh, shit, I guess I better deliver. And this is how the Virus Manifesto got written, because, I mean, it's all ideas and qualities and stuff that I adhere to. And that I feel should be adhered to, and that I feel would be beneficial for everyone, for the entire counterculture movement, because no one has done what we have done here with Cult. It's never happened before. I mean, there's other organizations like 2600 and whatnot, but they're all a like-minded, you know, elite hacksaw elitist mindset, and that's not what Cult is. Cult is supposedly to ally everyone under one banner and keep that going on. And these people... You know, it's amazing that it has gotten as big as it has. Now, this is with the Virus Manifesto. When that came out, that gave people something to know exactly where our ideals were, exactly where our standpoints were. And a lot of people read that. And like Waco said, you know, why don't we ally ourselves with the Church of Satan and these groups? And that's probably because although the Church of Satan ideally has a lot of similar ideas to what Cult has, there's a certain kind of a dogma or a mindset that would go with saying, oh yeah, I'm a member of Cult and we're allied with the Church of Satan. You know, there's it kind of gets a little bit past the, gee, this is really funny internet social club sort of phase into the holy fuck, we're all, you know, worshiping the devil kind of phase. And that's not really where I wanted to go. You know, this is kind of me. And of course, this violates one of my principal laws, which is cultists are for killing. And, you know, generally speaking. And it is very easy once you start to ally yourself with a group of people. And this is something that this brainwashing is going to be heavily about. And I really want to base this down, is I'm getting a little concerned with the amount of mob mentality that's going on in Cult. Now, on one hand, you're not all infighting anymore, which is nice. Okay. Not everyone's not, you know, throwing rocks at each other in the IRC saying, oh, we hate each other, we hate Echo, we hate Smokehouse, we hate APOC, we hate everyone, we hate Sean, fuck whatever. Okay. Everyone stopped doing that. But now we're kind of getting into this sort of kind of, you know, Cult is my legion, you know, and I serve Cult, I live for Cult, Cult is my world. And that's all well and good that they're doing that, except for the fact that that's not what Cult's about. Cult is about you as an individual giving you power. It is empowering of you, not you empowering Cult. Okay. I'm a pretty solid guy. Okay. Myself, like, you know, if Cult folded tomorrow, I'd be like, hey, it was a good run, you know? And, if, you know, the cops showed up and busted my ass down and stuff, I'd be like, oh, well, you know, whatever. And if people, you know, come and go and leave the organization, and if they got anything from it, that's great. And people who are hardcore, people who, you know, are here for the duration, people who do want to stick around and can help things out, then, you know, that's right on. I need that. And I appreciate that. And I respect that, but I don't want anyone to go and, you know, start feeling like that. You know, I get emails from people apologizing that they haven't done more. And emails from people claiming that, you know, gee whiz, Sean, you know, I'm really letting you down because I've done this. You know, anything that anybody ever does for Cult, I find to be, you know, just great. You know, and just because I throw something out as a request doesn't mean it has to be fulfilled. I mean, people can say no to me. That is possible, you know. And I'm sure a lot of people are like, you know, kicking themselves in the ass going, you know, well, Sean, what are you saying here? You know, you're manipulating power. But power does corrupt. And I don't want to make myself into this, you know, quasi living God icon. I mean, I go and I make a lot of jokes in the IRC page, like, you know, I'm here to exploit you. And, you know, I go to shows and make jokes about me being a living God and all this kind of stuff. But I want to make really, really sure you guys realize that, you know, I fart and it stinks badly. And, you know, I, you know, jack off in the bathroom just like everybody else does. So don't go and don't go making me into some fucking psycho icon thing here. That's not the point here. The whole point of Cult is to realize empowerment for yourself and to realize what you can do. I mean, all I've done is yell into a microphone and do a couple rants and be kind of fun and give people a forum for which they could express to each other and express to themselves. If it wasn't for the people within Cult, Cult would be nothing. Cult would be one guy. You know what I mean? And the really funny part is people love giving power to those who don't want it, you know, because I'm not sitting here saying, no, I'm not the next Messiah. Everyone's going to be like, oh, look, he's the Messiah, you know, and it's funny. And a lot of people are like, well, Sean, of course, we don't think that you're, you know, the Messiah. But there are, I have been getting some emails that are a little concerning. And I just want to make sure that everybody is aware that, you know, my ego is in check here, all right? Like, I'm just some guy, and I do my thing. And, yeah, I'm patient zero. I'm the guy running the organization, and I recognize that. But, you know, a lot of people have things that go on in their lives. Templar Knight has stuff that goes on in his life. He just got over some heavy shit. And Doodle had some shit going on in her life, and she's getting over that heavy shit. There's a lot of people got a lot of heavy shit going on in their lives. Smokehouse right now is in a really dark place. He's got a bunch of shit going down. He's broke. He's fucking, you know, he hasn't been able to find work. I mean, it's a bad scene. You know, it's a real world. And although we all, you know, love our online personas and all that kind of jazz, and it's all very cool, there's real world applications that are coming into our realm and fucking with us. And you know, you got to deal with that stuff. I don't want people to have cult become the next cocaine, or they didn't get a job because they've been spending too much time doing cult stuff. You know, that's not on. I don't want people, you know, carving shit into their face and stuff. You know, you could save that for the Marilyn Mansonites and for like the whoever people who want to exploit you. When I say there's no more victims, I mean no more victims of anything, not just, you know, no more victims of everyone else. Everyone can be victims of cult. That's not the idea here. The idea is to empower you. It is not to have you empower cults. So that's essentially my point here. I don't want to beat this too badly, but I mean, fuck, guys, come on. Okay. Also, you know, the meetings, cult meetings on Mondays and Wednesdays, which, you know, I'm never at, you know, those ones I said I'd be at, and then I'm never there because I work. Yeah, those are them. And, that's all about comms. It's all about communications and whatnot. And now that as we're beginning to secure things, we're starting to get things a little bit more locked down. Roto's got an authentication system. He's got it up and running. He's got it online so that we can start having the authentication system come in so that people can go to other people's houses, verify who they are, start getting the network working a little bit more. So that we kind of have a little bit more security instituted. I highly recommend that people download that PGP for ICQ. And I recognize all the deckers out there are like, ICQ bad. You know, I recognize that. But if we're going to have an instant messaging system, you may as well have it encrypted. And that way, you know, guys like Cyber Samurai and Integrity and all those guys, if you guys got shit you want to talk to me about, you can without too much control or anything like that going in your way. Also, let's see what else has been happening. So now that that's gone in, let's talk a little bit more about Burning Man. Burning Man is coming up this summer. Don't know what's going to be happening with getting down there to see that. I'd really like to go down there. The only problem is though, of course, there's certain financial commitments and financial constraints that occur because of that. And myself trying to get Shovel 1 on the road is going to be a bit of a bitch to get that happening. It's you know, I mean, not everyone makes a whole lot of cash here. And, you know, to be honest, I probably should have gone to Cafe Press and had those people do the cult shirts rather than do the cult shirts my way, because I haven't sold nearly enough shirts to even pay for the cost of digitization and the embroidery setup and all that kind of jazz. So, and this isn't a feeble stab to get you all to buy more shirts. That's not the point here. It's just, you know, in retrospect, you know, maybe I'm not the greatest fucking businessman in the world, but whatever. Who gives a shit, right? A lot of people are talking about the Book of the Damned. A lot of people want to know about that. What's happening with the Book of the Damned, Sean? Holy shit. We need more Book of the Damned stuff. We want to know what's going on. And a lot of people are unsure what the Book of the Damned concept is going to be, the direct action manual. That's going to have a lot of hands-on stuff about escape and evasion. It's going to have a lot of stuff in there about ciphers and glyphs that people can put up to communicate with their cult members in a city. It's going to be a lot more of just the actions of the organization based in itself. A lot of people are like, well, why do we need people telling us what to do? No, it's not people telling you what to do. It's people telling you that when you do stuff, there's certain things you can do that will make your job easier and can have other people in cult help you. That's going to be the purpose of the direct action manual. So, like, we don't encourage people to go out and, you know, blatantly, flagrantly. Well, yeah, we do. We make people break the law. But, I mean, it's only because the law sucks and because, you know, they're getting way out of control. I mean, what's going on in Europe? I mean, cult Europe. I mean, we've been seeing this happening where now the police are going to internet service providers, finding out who's running Napster, and then they go to their houses and kicks in their doors. I mean, what the hell's that about? Oh, yeah. They, Ronan Syriot, hadn't heard about this because he's been away for 2 weeks. But what's been happening is that in Europe, and for everyone who doesn't know, in Europe, they're going to internet service providers, the police are, they're finding out who's running Napster, and then they go to their houses and raid their houses and take their computers because they have MP3 files on their system. And we've had confirmed reports of this from the guys from Europe. And it's getting to that degree where, you know, we always think about, well, what happens when they come for you and they kick in your door? Well, it's at the point now where they are coming for you and they are kicking in your door. And so what's next? You know, what's the next step? You've got to be able to step back and go, holy fuck, how exactly am I going to handle this? Great, now I got the hiccups. That's just perfect. Okay, hiccups are gone now. I've gotten rid of the whole hiccup situation. I went and had my water, and Samarian's laughing at me, and I had to explain to Ronan and Sarah exactly what was going on. What? I got the wrong glasses? It's a glass of water. Nice flowers on it, though. Why are these... I'm not supposed to use... Are these not the glasses I should be using? So, I'm drinking out of the extra glasses as opposed to regular glasses. Do you know how psychotic this sounds? Do you have any idea how crazy that is? This is the hell I call my life. So, go ahead. Leave. Go on. Go talk to her. Go on. It's not her? Okay. It's Corey, you two-timing bitch. So in any case, what are we going to do? What's happening now? Everyone's looking around and seeing all the shit that's going down on the web. What's next? What's the next step? Well, I've been doing a lot of thought about this. You know, there's been a lot of folks who ally. There's been a lot of folks who sit down and create organizations. And people want to know what cult is and what cult's about. And it's all about, you know, increasing awareness and increasing the awareness of the individual. But now people are getting attacked, and now people are going to jail for shit that's not their fault. And I mean, yeah, okay, they're downloading music, but is that a crime? You know, should people go to jail for that? I don't think so. I don't think people should go to jail for that. I think that's bullshit. And I think what we have to do as an organization is that there's a few things you have to understand as part of the organization that you have a duty to do for yourself, which is don't look at the org and begin thinking of the group. You've got to start thinking about what you can do for yourself to protect yourself. Don't be stupid here, okay? Don't think that they won't come for you, because they will. And if you're not properly set up for it, you're going to get fucked, okay? And that's not what I want. That's not what anybody wants. So you've got to be kind of thinking that way. You got to be thinking about what's the next step. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to institute some security? Are you running some encryption on your hard drive? If you're not, you should be. If you've got a whole lot of burned CDs floating around, maybe you might want to consider removing some of those. Start setting up your own little safe caches. Maybe the AWOL bags we were joking about weren't such a bad idea anymore. Or maybe you want to think about whether or not you want to be involved with this kind of a thing anymore. I mean, it's getting very, very serious. And it's to the point now where ever since cult was started a year ago, it's been one of those scenarios where, you know, if you put a frog in boiling water and you slowly, or you put them in regular water and you slowly turn up the heat, eventually the water boils, the frog doesn't jump out because he doesn't notice the temperature change. And before you know it, the frog's dead because he's been burned to death by the water. And that's what we've got to be aware of here, is we've got to be aware of the fact that it is going bad, that it is changing, that it is getting very, very negative. And there's a lot of very negative things that are happening here. A lot of people are talking about, well, we need to ally with this, we need to ally with that. I don't think so. I think what we need to do is we need to stop thinking about the group as much as how much we need to start thinking about ourselves. What can you do for yourself to empower yourself in this kind of a scenario? And I recognize that a lot of the members of cult who are younger members are not really sure exactly what I mean by this. So it says, well, you know, Sean, give me a break here, man. I'm 15. What the fuck can I do? You know, I don't have a car. I don't have a house. I don't have any of this shit. But you do have something that a lot of people who are older than you don't have, and that's time. Because you've got the time to dedicate towards finding out a little bit more about, you know, what you can do to protect yourself. Maybe you need to start looking at a little bit more esoteric stuff. Maybe a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of mindsets that people can look into. They can look into things like, Read about different types of security. Start getting into a lot of the covert operations kind of information. Read a lot of Tom Clancy. What's some of the, some other covert operations stuff, Sariet, that we can use? People can books that they should read to get to know this kind of stuff. There's a lot of Tom Clancy fiction. There's a lot of from another standpoint, there's a lot of Eastern philosophy that I can recommend. Sun Tzu's Art of War, Miyamoto Musashi's Book of the Five Rings, Marishi Yushiba's Book of the Dynamic Sphere. Mao Zedong's The Gorilla. If you can find that sucker, good luck. And if you do, yeah, send a copy over to Sariet. And I honestly think that there's a lot of people we need to stop. You know, it's all about distraction now. You know, the media up until this stage has been purely about distraction. And I think that cult, as you'll see with within the direct action manual, that we're going to begin to focus a lot more on the individual. And it's cult as a group of like-minded individuals, and not so much just cult as the like mind. It's important that we make that distinction, and I don't want to see this organization go that way. I don't want to see it happen like that. Yes, we're going to be instituting a thing with communicators. And how this is going to work, I'm going to actually outline the design of the structure of cult very, very briefly. Okay, how this is going to work. And I wasn't going to do this, but I think it's important so that people are aware of how it's going to happen. Okay, so let's say the magic number is 100. All right, but let's say we've got a cult member who lives in a town. Okay, so you have a town, and that town is part of a city, and that city is part of a state. Okay, so you got to kind of follow with me here. Say this guy joins, okay, and he joins this town. Now, in that town, is there more than 100 members in that town? No, there is not. Therefore, it goes up to the next level. It goes to the city. Is there 100 cult members in that city? No, there is not 100 cult members in that city. Then it goes up to the state. Is there 100 cult members in that state? And then at that point, it turns into a yes. Okay? Now, let's say that there's 100 cult members in that state. Or even if there's less. Say there's 85 cult members in the state. It never gets bigger than... If there's more than 100 cult members in that country, okay, because there's more than 100 cult members in the United States, okay? So there's more than 100 cult members in the United States, so that means that it has to be divided down state by state. So then we go to, say, one state. We'll go to, say, Texas. Okay, now we'll assume that there are 50 cult members in Texas. Now, that's not more than 100, so you can't break it down to city level, okay? So Texas becomes one unit, okay? And then what happens is that there's going to be one person chosen by the people in Texas to be a communicator. That person is the person in charge of making sure that everyone in that section, in that state, knows what's going on. They make sure that they know about all the different, and if there's issues that need to be brought up, that person then comes forward with it and communicates it with the next tier, which is the next level of communication. Now, way this is going to work is there's always going to be, assuming that there's like hundreds and hundreds of cult members, okay? Say you've got a city. That city has 100 cult members in it. Out of that city, then they choose a communicator. That communicator then chooses a second to replace him if something goes wrong. You got to kind of draw this all out, okay? Then that communicator then talks with all the other guys who run all the other communicators, because every city in that state does the same thing. They all choose a communicator, okay, and then you have a group of, say, 5 or 6 communicators. Out of those 5 or 6 communicators, they choose someone to talk to go come forward onto the city, to the country level, if we've gotten to that level, right? So that there's a group of people that get together. So this becomes like a funneling effect. So you don't have everyone all just rushing forward saying different things. Now, it's not about rank. No one has any more control. It's about sacrifice. These people, they are supposed to communicate with everyone else. Now, no one person is responsible to make sure that more than 100 people know, because then otherwise you run into the same problem that I had, where 100 people is a good solid number because they can communicate amongst themselves and get things happening within your city level. Okay? And then it kind of moves up from there, so you have like your country, and then what's going to happen is each clan And so that's how the communication thing works. Now, from that, each one of these communicators steps up, and then it goes up gradually into a tier, like a pyramid type system, where it's all about communication going down the rank. Do these communicators have seniority? Do they have any kind of rank structure? No, they do not. It's just something that's chosen. And if no one can choose them, then the Great Council will choose them. And what the Great Council is that amongst the clans, in the Direct Action Manual, I'm going to be naming clan elders. And these are people, there are two types of, there's going to be two definitive categories in each clan. Each clan is going to have a direct action organization and a non-direct action organization, meaning that if people join the Ronin clan and they want to just kind of read, you know, their Fighting Tactical Knives magazine and Soldier of Fortune and not really be too actively involved, they don't have to join the direct action group of that clan, okay? And each clan has their own separate, each clan's direct action group is the more extreme of that clan. So the direct action group has their person who is in charge of running that. And then there's the clan elder. Now the direct action, person who runs it, the clan elder for the direct action group, all these titles and names and all that, don't worry about that right now. So essentially, they report back to the clan elder, and that clan elder is part of the Great Council. And all these different people all sit there, and all these guys then come and talk to me, or whoever Patient Zero is at that time. And from that point, then I'll be able to get a very clear picture about what's going on so we can get a little bit more structure happening here. Now, does this mean that these people are going to be telling people what to do? Does this mean that people are going to lose the ability to act independently? No, absolutely not. This is a very, very preliminary report on how the structure is going to work. Because I owe it to people. I owe it to people to tell them how it's going to work. But I don't want people freaking out. I don't want people all going, oh, fuck, it's all turning into this big electoral committee subcommittee thing. No, it's not like that at all. This is about channeling information. These people are communicators. It has got absolutely nothing to do with any kind of bizarre rank structure or anything like that. The direct action organizations that happen are going to have, each one is going to have their own separate mandate. Each one, like the hackers are going to have the hand. The Ronin are going to have the Black Fist. The Flesh Trippers are going to have the Titans. And if someone wants to be a direct, okay, well, what does the Flesh Trippers do in their direct action organization? Well, let's say we've got a mountain biker who's a Flesh Tripper, okay? And he wants to be part of the direct action organization. He just puts cult colors on when he runs races. That's it. He goes and does downhill and puts a big cult K on his back. And he's winning the prize for cult. He's snowboarding for cult. He's doing whatever for cult. And that's fine, okay? What about the Ronin and the Deckers? Well, that's fairly apparent about what goes on there. They do their thing, and it moves on from there. The Prophets are going to have a group called the Shock Troops, which are S-H-O-C-K, where they do a lot of shock art. They do a lot of culture jamming, things like that. So people spray painting billboards or doing graffiti, they can put, you know, the direct action organization on there. And that's where it's going to be. So we have a little bit more defined where people are, what they're doing, and it's a little bit more so that the reason for the structure with the 100 members and all that is for communication, so people don't duplicate efforts. So if people have an issue they want to bring up, they want to make sure it gets thrown up the chain. Does this mean you have to use that chain? Does that mean you have to use that? No, it doesn't. No, it totally does not. You can email me at any point you want. You can talk to anybody you want. If you disagree with something, absolutely. It's got to stay fast and loose, but this is a general sort of framework that you can use, and we've got to keep the resources open. We got to keep it moving. We got to keep this thing fast and loose, because if we allow it to get too bogged down with red tape, we're all going to get fucked over here. Now, it's come to my attention that I've been doing some thinking after. I always think about four steps ahead. This is kind of like a problem I have, where I've been doing a lot of thinking about the fact that, I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but have you noticed that, you know, there's no real group that exists right now anywhere in the world. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no group that exists in the world right now that is really striking out for justice. Has anyone else kind of noticed this, that there's just not, no longer like a, you know, like before you'd had the idea of like the whole Texas Ranger motif, you know, like the whole, I don't know, just people willing to stand up and just do the right thing for the right reason. You notice there's none of that anymore? I mean, there's radical groups who fight for one specific cause. You know, like there's terrorist groups and all this kind of jazz. But there's no one really, Even like the motif of like what the Texas Rangers used to be in the Wild West, where they would be, you know, the guys who are the law and all this kind of jazz, or like the Shaolin wandering monk motif. There's none of that around anymore. You don't see that anymore. And it's interesting where we're in an age where everything is moving so fast and communication is so quick that no one exists for that anymore. Like that doesn't exist anywhere. I don't know if anyone's actually cluing in with what the hell I'm talking about here, but I'm talking about an organization that is created purely for the point of justice and the point of eliminating victims. And it's interesting how this works. We'll see a lot of depiction of this in science fiction. We'll see a lot of depiction of this in fiction. Like in the one that springs readily to mind is in Star Wars. You had the Jedi Knights. You had these people who trained and disciplined themselves to be impartial, neutral judges who had, you know, no reason to go out and side with anything. They were just trying to keep balance in all things. You know what I mean? And before that, you had, you know, certain monks and things like that would do that. And it's interesting now that that's gone. And I wonder now, I'm just sort of thinking out loud here. I wonder now if that's a good thing or if that's a bad thing that exists. What do you guys think? I mean, you can email me back. Let me know what you think. If you think I'm fucked here and you think, Sean, what the hell are you talking about? Are you going on about toasters and bread and shit again or what? But no, seriously, like, has anyone else kind of noticed that up until like recently in history, there's always been groups who have been around who've kind of been like, not really police, because police enforce the laws, but an organization that exists that people can go to if the cops are fucking them over. Like before, they used to be able to go to the church, and the church had a little bit of power. Mind you, the church was always kind of fucked up. They always had like the church and state kind of motif going on, and they were, you know, burning villages and shit. But generally, there's no real place for the innocents to go, for victims to go. And there's no equivalent to, yeah, the internet A-team, so to speak. And with Cult, we've been really looking at a very defensive role. The whole point of this whole organization has been extremely defensive. It's been, you know, we're looking after ourselves. We look after people who we can help from time to time. And I'm thinking that maybe another organization should be started. I'm thinking that maybe something should happen where maybe, you know, if there is an organization out that like there that exists, maybe we should find out about it and start lending our support to them. If anyone knows of an organization like that, maybe they could let me know, because I don't know of any. So that, you know, if somebody comes across that, let me know, because I'd like to know if there is an organization out there that's doing that now, that's staying close to the ideas of keeping balance in all things, kind of doing the Shaolin monk wandering Jedi Galaxy Ranger thing going on there. I'd like to know if any of that shit's kind of in the works. And at the risk of sounding like some kind of a complete sci-fi wingnut, but it seems to me that as we are progressing, especially now, within the next 100 years, we're going to be in the stars. Within our lifetime, we are going to be doing space travel. And that to me is, it's very exciting. It's very staggering. But it also means that there comes a point now where, full circle, we have to make sure that there's some sort of a method of ensuring that we don't completely just turn into a bunch of savages. Because right now, our entire culture is based upon marketing and the core political belief of, you know, make money and fuck everyone who gets in your way. And it's already fucked up our planet. I don't think we should try to fuck anything else up unless, you know, there's something kind of controlling something somewhere. Anybody who's not really too clear about what I'm saying here, that's fine, but I'm sure that there's a few people who are kind of cluing into what I'm talking about. So if anyone has any ideas as to what's happening with that, please let me know. The direct action manual should be coming out later on this month. We'll be working on that as best we can. And that's about it for this issue of brainwashing. So anybody who'd like to feedback to me on what they're thinking, SeanK@thecult.org. And that's it for your Brainwashing 19. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.